Stormlight Radio, Ryan Thompson with a Newell Fonda girls basketball preview along with Coach Dick Jungers following the Mustangs Stormlake Jamboree matchup against Cherokee Coach, one in which he came up short 37-30 to a team that should make another run in the Lakes Conference and for state this year. But some good things, some hustle plays, getting scrappy, looked like. What did you take away from it?
You know, I thought we looked a little bit young at times, a little disoriented in offense, but overall, you know, it was a good night to get the nerves out of the kids. It's only a half, and, you know, we got quite a few different kids and combinations out there. So it looked a little bit rusty, but this time of year, that's kind of what you expect a little bit.
You looked a little bit young, you say, probably because you are only one senior on the squad.
Yeah, we are pretty young. Jenna's our one senior, and again, we just got to kind of build around the strengths that we had, and we're trying to figure out what some of those strengths are.
And six freshmen as part of the squad as well, and I know at least one or two of those will see extensive minutes this year.
Yeah, you know, first couple weeks of practice, we're seeing a lot of great things. This group of kids really works hard, and I'll be curious to see who earns all that playing time as the season progresses. And, you know, tonight we got a glimpse of the capabilities of a lot of these kids and against a very good Cherokee team. So I'll be curious to see how this unfolds.
Jenna Kopic, you mentioned your only senior, one of those freshmen, Ella Larson, played a lot tonight. Her older sister, Olivia, one of the mainstays back this year, also Emma Stewart, just to name a few there, based on what you've seen tonight and in practice. What do you see as some of the characteristics and stronger points of this year's Mustangs team being?
You know, defensively, we'll be able to get after people. We're very fast, and our guards have our long-arm kids that are built for our pressing schemes, and so we'll use that to our advantage. And, you know, it's finding that mix of offense and defense. We got some sharp shooters, you know, like Jenna Kopic is a good sharp shooter, and we got Cameron Wilkin, Emma Stewart. Some of these guys can really hit from the outside, and so we're going to have to kind of find that flow of how to utilize everyone's strengths to maximize what we can do as a team.
Yeah, and Megan Moren's another who will play a lot this year. And you always rotate, as you will again this year, I'm sure, 9 or 10 girls on any given night. And does it really come down to, as far as concerns go, maybe settling in some of them and maturing and evolving a little bit as a team?
Definitely. And, you know, when you have so much youth, it is kind of tough to get into a flow, you know, at a game speed level. And we saw that tonight. You know, I don't feel like we had a strong offensive flow. We couldn't get into our offense. And give Cherokee a lot of credit. Their defense had a lot to say about that. But it also, we had a lot of kids out of position at times. And it's tough to be effective on offense if our screening is off and the timing of our offense is off and if kids aren't getting to the right spot. So I guess it was a great way for me to see and know what we need to work on the next few nights in practice.
Once Twin Lakes Conference play rolls around, Pokey's been the thorn in everyone's side the last few years, but they'll look a lot different this year. GTRA, I know, had a solid core. They bring back this season. Really a lot of teams, though, are bringing back a lot this season.
Yeah, the conference will be interesting this year because there's a lot of strength, maybe a little bit of new faces at the top of the leaderboard. GTRA is going to be very good. You know, don't count Pokey out. Those kids practice against some elite caliber athletes night in, night out, and we saw them this summer, and they're still very athletic, a very nice team, and they'll be up there. Alta is going to be another strong team this year. You know, Sioux Central and South Central Calhoun. It's just going to be a nice mix of teams, and you know, you're going to have to come to play every night to see if you can stay on top.
Mustang season opener coming right up in a few days, this coming Tuesday, November 21st. They'll be on their home court to take on Spirit Lake. Let's get to it, Coach. Looking forward to the year. Thanks a lot. Always nice to visit. All the best.
Hey, we are looking forward to it. It's always a fun time of year. And, again, always good seeing you, Ryan. And I guess we'll catch you down the trail here.
Yeah, we sure will. Newell Fonda girls basketball coach Dick Jungers on Storm Lake Radio.